morning, before we go with our prophesying in week 10 of Ezekiel, some are going to share. Last night we enjoyed the divine stream.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're all enjoying the divine stream, right?
Amen.
Day by day we enjoy the divine stream.
Amen.
So, anybody, everybody that was here last night, can we enjoy? Stand up real quick, because we see who was all here.
Praise the Lord.
So we hope everybody could just share just like maybe 45 seconds each.
Yeah,
and she'll hit the piano. This is what we enjoy from this, huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I enjoy that the divine stream flows out from the sanctuary.
Amen.
And through the threshold, out, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And wherever the stream flows, it brings life.
Amen.
Wherever it goes, it brings more life.
Amen.
The longer it grows, but more and more and more.
Amen.
So, and we just need to jump into the flow, right? We need to not look at the flow. I think we need to jump into the flow.
Amen.
We need to get into the Spirit. We need to get into the Word. We need to get into God. And I don't know if that means we're swimming to the New Jerusalem, but at least we're drinking. We can drink and eat our way to God.
Amen.
I don't remember because I'm not that. I didn't notice that. It was really good last night. It was kind of fast, you know. We really need to kind of get in it together with some companions, you know. But what was Ezekiel 47? Go to Ezekiel 47.
I appreciate that. This flow, it started in Jerusalem. You know, this man, right, he became the source from which, he became the place where the triune God could flow out of. So this one, the source of the Father flowed out in the Son as the Spirit. And the Spirit began to really flow on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
But that flow, it had a direction. And it flowed first, you know, to Jerusalem. Eventually it started to spread to these different. Through the persecution, there was a spread. Eventually, there was something in Antioch, and there was a spread to the Gentile world. But there's always just been one flow. And I just really appreciate that we're in a place where we realize there's one flow. It's really a mercy, to merge ourselves with, to see the one flow, and to merge ourselves with the one flow. And wherever this flow goes, there's a number of things that go. Life goes.
Right?
Wherever the flow goes, wherever the flow comes, the life comes.
Right?
In Ezekiel 47, where the flow comes, it heals areas and it causes it to swarm with life. But also the testimony of Jesus flows.
Right.
And then the last thing is the work of God is in this one flow. There's this one flow of all these things.
Amen.
Because it is so enjoyable.
Amen.
It's enjoyable because we have the living stream.
what happened in creation. This is from eternity. God had the desire to flow out.
Amen.
He flows. He brings us the life supply.
Amen.
And this life produces gold, silver, and precious stone.
Amen.
Produces the triune God in us.
Amen.
This is the building material that we see from the beginning in Genesis 2. And we see built into the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21.
Amen.
I enjoy that. We must be in the stream.
Amen.
If we're in the stream, we have everything. We have, in the stream, there's a life of God.
Yes.
There's a fellowship.
Amen.
We have the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And there's also the work of God.
Amen.
If we're not in the stream, we have none of these aspects. So what do we need to do? We need to make a turn.
Amen.
We need to be in the stream.
Amen.
Which flows out of the throne, which has the Lamb and of God. So when we're in the stream, we have the Lamb and we have the God.
Amen.
So we must be in the stream.
Amen.
We must be in the stream.
Amen.
Thank you.
2, let's read verse 8 and 9 together. Whoever's got it ready. But you,
Son of Man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And I looked, and there was a hand put forth toward me, and in it there was a scroll.
And then chapter 3, verse 1 through 3.
And then he said to me, Son of Man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me that scroll to eat. And then he said to me, Son of Man, feed your stomach, and fill your inner parts with this scroll.
John 6:63. When you get it, read it.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life.
Amen. And then Jeremiah 15:16. This needs to be already inscribed in our hearts.
Amen.
Right? Together.
Thy words were found, and I gave them.
Amen.
And your words became to me the gladness and joy of my heart.
For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts.
Hallelujah. Thy words were found. Let's repeat that.
Thy words were found.
And I did eat them.
I did eat them.
Amen.
And they came to me.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
He said to me, "Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your inward parts with this scroll."
Amen.
That means the scroll gets all the way down into your inward parts.
Amen.
So I just appreciate, even it was fresh to me, I got the help this week to realize when I come to the Word, I need to exercise my spirit.
Amen.
So I have a good eating, and I come and I'm open to the Word.
Amen.
And then the scroll gets right down into my inward parts.
Amen.
Even Jesus, in the midst of the world, we always talk about eating and drinking. Even if we are so busy with our digestion is when you can't digest the food.
Right.
It doesn't pass through to get into your inward part.
Amen.
So even Lord, we, you know, sometimes you hear a word, you go, Lord, don't touch me there. Just stay in my living room, but don't come into my private bedroom. You know, so we need to have a thoroughfare.
Amen.
We need to really open up to allow the Lord to get into our inward part.
Amen.
That we're constituted, that we are, and we become the Word of God.
Amen.
And then I also enjoyed that the brother shared, from John 6:63, which we read, thy words are spirit. And he said, the words which I have spoken to you are spirit in our life.
Amen.
Again, what is this nourishment?
Amen.
So he said, how do you extract spirit and life from the Word? How do you extract nourishment from the Word of God? He said, well, when you were created, God installed an app in your being.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, our spirit is that app.
Amen.
Digesting, assimilating.
Word.
Amen.
And the Word became flesh. Amen. And tabernacled among us.
Amen.
And later on, this Word told us to eat His flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to receive this one, right? I was enjoying what Brother Craig shared about the triune God was split wide open and we can enter in, right? We can just enter in and eat this one. We need to receive the Word of God by means of all prayer, right? We need to mix our reading with prayer, right? So the Word becomes living to us. We don't want a dead letter. We want to eat the Word of God and assimilate it. This assimilating of the Word of God. We need to, we're even told in the Word to take the scroll, eat the scroll, and fill our stomach, right?
Amen.
We want to assimilate these things. We can't eat a gold coin and have more gold in us. That's not going to be processed. But God is organic. He's the organic living Word. And when we eat Him, we take this living Word into us.
Amen.
I was just enjoying some verses in Peter. These things existing in you will constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful, right?
Amen.
At the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And when we eat this Word, we become constituted with this one.
Amen.
We become constituted with the triune God, and we can even hasten His returning, right?
Amen.
We just want to be those who open up our whole being and not disallow the Lord in any part of our being, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this Word that tells us to eat the one and assimilate the living God.
Amen. You know, just as He referred to, Jesus charged us. He said, unless you eat, unless you eat, you got no life in you.
Amen.
So that's why we got to eat Him every day.
Amen.
Jesus is the bread of life. We eat Him every day. Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can eat Jesus.
Yes.
He became to be food for us. You know, this matter of eating, it's so mysterious. He says, he who eats me shall live by me. And unless you eat me, you have no life in you. But it's kind of mysterious. Every Christian, every believer knows that He is the Word of God, the bread of life. They all agree. But in the Lord's recovery, hallelujah, this matter of eating Jesus has become very real.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, this matter of eating God is very real. It's been recovered, and we experience this day by day.
Amen.
You know, and as new ones come along, they wonder, what are they talking about, eating Jesus? And pray, reading the Word of God. This should never be an empty practice among us. But eating and prayer, reading the Word is very real to us because we're partaking of His divine nature as we do.
Amen.
You know, and then Paul gives us the instructions in the book of Ephesians. There's Ephesians, the whole book is God's eternal economy. And then right at the end, he talks about our spiritual warfare. And then the most important part, after we put on our whole armor, he says, take the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. How? By means of all prayer.
Amen.
So this is not someone's teach, someone's good idea, pray reading the Word, but we take the Word of God by way of prayer.
Amen.
We take God's Word and we just pray it.
Amen.
In a simple way. Right, Paul? We came this way. Hallelujah. We learn to pray read.
Amen.
This has been what has supplied us day by day.
Amen.
Hallelujah, for we can eat the Word of God day by day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Welcome. I mean, not welcome. I guess I'm still in Los Angeles.
Welcome. We need to hear from you.
I do feel so much among you, saints. Even subconsciously, I don't think we've left Los Angeles. Of course, many of you have come to Knoxville and visited us, and we're so thankful for the blending in the body. And as I was sitting here, I was just... enjoying Josue back here and Abraham and Nysa, seeing them. And Jimmy was here, I saw him, and Sherlock. And of course, when we see the young ones among us, you know, after you've gone away, you're so happy that they've grown, right?
Amen.
For us older ones, it's not so encouraging because we grow older. We lose hair and we get more spots. And anyway, things change, but when we see the young ones, right, we're so happy that they're growing.
Amen.
physically and spiritually as well. I'm so happy to see, I think all of us, who my family, when you, we come and see you all, we're so happy that the Lord is growing in you. And I was just musing a little bit about Ezekiel. We're going through another book on the Iterol, this past Iterol. But one thing I was touched with, of course, in the book of Ezekiel, you have God's move there, right? You have the electrum, the fire, the wind, the fire, the cloud, the wind, and the electrum. And then you have the four living creatures. And then you have seemingly something kind of elementary concerning the word, eating the word. And I was just wondering, why would you have this matter of the word brought up when you have this awesome wheel of God's move? And when we hear about God's move, we just are inspired, right? And we're even moved in our being to, Lord, like Brother Craig, he was inspired, and now he's going to Germany, right? He's going to be in this awesome wheel. But then after you have this presentation of God's awesome move, then you have this matter of the Word of God and Jehovah speaking to Ezekiel, don't forget about taking the Word of God.
Amen.
And isn't this our experience in the Lord's recovery?
Amen.
Right? This recent fellowship about getting into the Word.
Amen.
We have words like, the Lord is moving in Germany. Amen. The Lord is moving all over this earth. But then you have seemingly this something that's out of the left field here, something we've always heard before. Don't forget about being constituted with the Word of God.
Amen.
Anyway, I was just touched. As we are in God's move, this is not an outward move in itself.
Amen.
In fact, if it just becomes an outward move, then it becomes a movement.
Amen.
Right? But what we have is God's inward move.
Amen.
As God moves inwardly, then he moves us outwardly.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but in this very recent fellowship concerning getting into the interpreted word, I was very much inspired by it. Those of us who were in Dallas for the campus reunion time, there were some very striking testimonies, right? Brother Peter Welk, I don't know if you know him, from Ukraine, who went there in the 90s. So he's been there probably 21 years in the Ukraine. He was typical American, goes and takes his family to the middle of Russia. And then he was testifying, if I could just take a few more minutes, of how getting into the Word and the interpreted Word has been such a supply to the saints there. And he shared about one time he was with some saints, the full-timers, laboring in the city of Ukraine. And have you heard this story? Okay. So he was in the middle of Ukraine, and he was having a fellowship time with the full-timers, and it seemed like many of them were quite down for that particular reason. He didn't quite know why, but there was some sort of depressed situation with the full-timers, and so he just had some feeling, maybe we should just read the life studies today. And so they spent the next, what was it, Craig, three or four?
I missed the session.
Okay. Yeah. He spent the whole week reading life studies, and they must have read 200 or 300 pages of just reading in their fellowship. How about this? How about we have fellowship meetings and coordinations where we just read life studies? I've never been in a fellowship like that. But anyway, he just had some feeling he needed to feed the word to the saints and the serving ones who were maybe just tired or worn out. And there wasn't anything he could say, but he just felt, let's read the Word. So they read 200 or 300 life studies. And by the end of that week, two or 300 pages, by the end of that week, there was no more problems. Isn't this our case? Many times the things we face is not because there's any problems. It's just we're malnourished. We don't have enough food. And those of us who have children, right? When the kids are hungry, everything doesn't work. But when you feed them, everything starts to work again. And so anyway, I was just touched. Matching the word of God with the move of God.
Amen.
As we move with the Lord, may we never graduate. We never forget about eating the word of God.
Amen.
For our constitution, for our supply.
Amen.
Anyway, I'd like to ask the young people, Josue, I know you've grown. How tall are you now? You're almost 6 feet tall, right? You're 6 feet tall. But how about you spiritually, Josue? Have you been reading your Bible? Are you 6 feet tall spiritually? I don't mean to pick on you, Josue, right? But right? Nysa, yeah, you were this big when we left. Now you're this big. How about inside? Inside, right? We say this to ourselves as well. Lord, as we grow in you, how about inside? Are we growing in you? We don't want to look back 5, 10, 15 years and we're still the same stature. Right? We want to be grown in Christ.
Amen.
So the Lord can say, wow, when he comes back, you've grown.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
When he comes back and he says, Brother Mark, you've grown. You've eaten me.
Amen.
You're full grown in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I want to hear that from the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, we just wanted to welcome you all to Knoxville. There's a lot going on in Knoxville. For those on the team, we have 6 serving full-time on the team. And this year, we gained 30 freshmen.
Wow.
30 freshmen. It's
Hallelujah!
Yeah. If you talk to Dave, right? Dave is coming back in a few weeks. He was there for 1 year, and I think he would say, oh my goodness, what the Lord did in Northridge and still is doing, he's doing in Knoxville.
Yeah.
Right? And what he's doing all over the Los Angeles County, the Lord is doing all over the nation.
Amen.
And so there's been much fellowship concerning the Lord's move all over the country, but I'm so happy that I could be part of what the Lord is doing here.
Amen.
And what the Lord is doing there.
Amen.
So we welcome you. Many of you have come, but please come and visit us. There's much going on. And if you're in college or getting into college, think about going to a new university. A new university. I know Northridge seems like a no-brainer, but I'd like to put some schools in the Bible Belt of the United States in your consideration.
Amen.
What about it, Josue? You're not quite in college, right? But Nysa, when you apply to school, maybe we'll go to where Brother Simeon is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, why not? We could go to university over in places where there's other saints. You could have a new experience, and the Lord has much burden for the Bible Belt of the United States. Of course, the Lord is still very burdened for Los Angeles, but there's been some renewed burden for what the Lord may do and will do in this part of the country called the Bible Belt.
Amen.
So anyway, we hope we can have more fellowship and blending as weeks. We will be here for about 3 more weeks.
Amen.
Yeah, through the summer training and blending with you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trying to figure out what to say about. Well, I was there for last night for the reading, the divine stream, and it says the stream of fellowship. There's a fellowship in the stream.
Amen.
You come through the stream because, like, for some reason, as Brother Stephen shared, like, as they're doing something, you're one with them.
Amen.
Like, yeah, let's do it. You know, this is the exact same thing we want to do, what we're doing.
Amen.
It's the same stream, the same flow that doesn't stop. Because from my experience, recently, I keep in contact with some brothers in Japan. And they have the same desire as we do. They want to propagate. They want to grow. How they do it? They're doing it differently from us. One thing that they're using is using an app called Line to contact one another, to really encourage one another, to meet in spirit. And I've been doing it with this brother, and it's kind of hard because we're one day different or whatever. But we try to, like, you know, encourage one another. But even so, but this is the same flow. It's the same stream, right?
Amen.
We encourage one another so that we can, I don't know, jump into the stream again and stay in it and, like, be able to propagate properly, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, praise the Lord for the stream, for the divine stream, and praise the Lord for the churches throughout the world.
Amen.
Amen.
I had a a little bit of a negative testimony related to this matter of eating. I was this last weekend, I was with my parents and involved with a little denomination that they started. And I just, my feeling after touching that is that in Christianity, the history of Christianity is basically two things: not eating and indigestion. You know, it's either you just start your own thing because you're not eating the things of the vision, the highest things, and so then you can do whatever you want. And or it's like you ate something, but you just refuse to digest it, and so you don't respond, and then you can go your own way. And you know, I just feel like this matter of eating keeps us in oneness. And you really see this at the end, for the end of this week, there was the verse in 1 Corinthians 10:17. It says we're all one because we're eating. And so we become the one bread.
Amen.
And how are we really maintaining oneness? How do we really have the oneness that's in the level of our soul? You know, we have one accord, we're one heart and one spirit, and we can strive together, that we can speak with one mouth.
Amen.
What can do that?
Amen.
Eating.
Amen.
Eating and digestion.
Amen.
So, you know, just realize if we don't give the Lord a thoroughfare, eventually there's going to be friction between, if Mark and I have to get built up together, and we don't have any eating, it's just a matter of time before we go our separate ways.
Yeah.
If we don't eat together, we can never really experience the oneness. We can never have the one accord.
Right.
We can never coordinate.
No.
We can never stay on the same ground together. Eventually, if we didn't eat, we wouldn't even want to see each other. I'm going to move to a different locality because we're not eating. But
hallelujah.
But if we eat, man, we can be one in soul.
Amen.
We can think the same thing.
Amen.
We're going to think the same thing because we're just eating together.
Right.
Eating together just attunes our whole being.
Amen.
We just speak the same thing spontaneously.
Amen.
If we have this kind of eating.
Amen.
So it's just a shame when you just touch the things of Christianity, just realize no one's eating here. They're just doing whatever they want to do. They have their own toy, their own thing that they're just obsessed about. And you just try to bring in something of life, and they just remind you about their toy. And you're just like, wow, Lord, what a mercy.
Yeah.
Not only that we've been shown eating, but really we've been given the best food.
Amen.
You know, you just talk about the ministry of the age. And I was just reading Revelation 10 this morning. The Lord is there as another angel, and he has in his hand an open scroll.
Amen.
And it opened because he opened it. But I just felt like it was the ministry. You know, it was my reading it this morning. Just be like, there's an open scroll in the Lord's hand, and it's the ministry of the age. And it's just there for us to consume.
Amen.
And we consume this, we will just be one.
Amen.
We'll be maintained in one accord. And so we just have to praise the Lord for the food in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
The food will preserve us in this kind of oneness. It's a vision that will just guard us in this one unique way.
Amen.
What a mercy that we're here.
Amen.
We are one.
We are one by Jesus.
Amen. I'm doing this religious class for
educated in Bible verses, but we really want to take in a living God.
Amen.
Our spirit is the way to eat Christ.
Amen.
We have our spirit, and I just appreciate that when we need to go from the milk, but also to the solid food. And when it says God, when God says he's the living bread, it's not because the word is not finished being written. It's done. Like, everything's written. He's not still writing it. But when he's the living bread, we can pray, and the word becomes living to us.
Amen.
So I really liked when in day two, when I was talking about how in Matthew 4, that the word becomes the rhema to you. And so it becomes an instant word.
Amen.
And when it becomes an instant word to you, the Lord is working in you in your situation.
Amen.
And so the word can become living to you.
Amen.
It's not a doctrine, but it really is something to take in as nourishment. There's so much that can come from this food. And also when we're eating of this food, we're all eating the same food. And we become one because of this food.
Amen.
And so this food just offers so much to us. And it just really, the Lord really is a person that doesn't want us to come with anything but just to enjoy him as who he is.
Amen.
We become a road to God's will.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? we become a road to God's mood.
Amen.
To the point where we get connected to this universal road.
Amen.
We get connected to this universal move.
Amen.
You know, firstly, God wants to move in us.
Amen.
And He needs to move in us.
Amen.
But His moving has to be connected to His corporate move.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate how God's economy, it's a recovery of an inward eating.
Amen.
That's how the Lord is recovering us and again from outward to inward.
Amen.
We have the outward but not the inward.
Yeah.
And we miss it all. I was serving in Europe and involved with a lot of things, and there was one phrase that I still probably recall more than anything. A brother pulled me aside and right in the eyes said, "Brother, the moment you get caught up in the excitement of warfare or the thrill of victory in the Lord's move, and you miss your intimate, romantic, personal, affectionate union with the Lord, then you miss everything." He said, "You're here in a shell. The shell of human history. So you're an outward part, but not in the inward part." And this week, for all you don't know, I live in Austin, Texas. I just appreciate there's this picture of the Lord, what He's doing today. He's shepherding the churches.
Amen.
He's one like the Son of Man, and He's in the midst of the churches.
Amen.
And then actually what He does, He has a specific word. It wasn't a huge quote, it was just a few words for each church.
Amen.
He had a word, and actually the overcomers, all they do, they just eat the word that the Lord had. He said, "Blessed is he who has an ear to hear."
Amen.
He said, "Blessed is he who is just willing to eat and not rebel against the little word that I have."
Amen.
This is how He serves every day. He has a word. And now I'm in Texas and I'm working at a job full time, and I just appreciate God's economy. It's His arrangement, and there's the dispensing within an arrangement. And there's so many riches before us, and I feel like if I can't read X amount, this much, then I'm just not going to be in God's economy today. But His economy is, it can fit any arrangement He has for us. There's always a dispensing.
That's right.
There's always, and I just realized I said, if I can't do this amount or have this much time with the Lord, then I just can't today. But there is always a crumb. There's at least, it's better to eat one crumb than look at a whole meal and not eat anything.
Yeah.
And that crumb, it's little by little the Lord's been showing me, a crumb can turn into a full meal.
Amen.
At a table.
Amen.
If we don't rebel against it,
yeah.
We can be at our desk at work and the crumb that we just said, "Lord, you have the crumb for me today, you have your word for me today, but I need to eat it."
Amen.
And to exercise and eat it, and it just becomes the whole day we can actually be at a table.
Amen.
With the Lord.
Amen.
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 The audience man may grow in the divine light, so we in the divine light in the divine enemy.
Amen.
That's why I have to my mom that I have to ascend in the Lord. And then that's the way I become one with God and become one with all of those who do the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Simeon said, we're in Ezekiel chapters 2 and 3, which follows Ezekiel chapter 1,
yeah.
Which is the deepest chapter in the entire Bible.
Yeah.
So, how do you follow the deepest chapter in the entire Bible?
Right.
Well, how did the Lord follow it?
Yeah.
He said, eat.
Amen.
Isn't it so wonderful? Something, we saw the storm, the north wind blowing.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen the cloud and the fire. The electrum.
Amen.
We've seen the man on the throne.
Amen.
We've seen the rainbow.
Amen.
So we've seen really, it's like we've been brought to this high peak.
Yes.
And after the high peak, what's the Lord say? He says, eat.
Amen.
He says, eat.
Amen.
And I just appreciated that it seems so basic, and yet it's so essential. Because actually, if we see something so high, we're so impressed. If we lose the basic action of eating,
amen.
Actually, we just might, we'll probably move towards something outward.
Yeah.
You know, we see something and then we want to do something.
Right.
But actually, the Lord said, no, I am doing something inward in you.
Amen.
I'm recovering man inwardly.
Amen.
So he wants you to eat, digest, and assimilate.
Amen.
And he doesn't just say this in Ezekiel. Actually, all over the Word, the Lord speaks about eating the Word.
Amen.
I'll just give you some very short verses. And these are just sections in different parts of the Bible.
Yeah.
It says, open your mouth and eat what I give you.
Amen.
He spread it before me and it was written.
Yes. Tell us what verse.
The verse, okay. So the first one is Ezekiel 2:8. And then it says, Ezekiel 3:1. Then he said to me, son of man, eat what you find.
Amen.
Eat the scroll.
Amen.
And go to speak to the house of Israel.
Amen.
So actually, there's two parts of the word where he says, eat and speak.
Right.
In Ezekiel and Revelation.
Amen.
Then it says, Jeremiah 15:16, your words were found and I ate them.
Amen.
And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart.
Amen.
Revelation 10:9. And I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, take it and devour it, and it will make your stomach bitter. But in your mouth it will be sweet as honey.
Amen.
And then there's actually many more. This is John 6:63. It is Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are our spirit and our life.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word.
Amen.
In order that by it you may grow unto salvation.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:3. If you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Hebrews 5:13. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness.
Amen.
For he is an infant. But solid food is for the full grown,
Amen.
Who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil.
Amen.
These are just a very few verses that tell us that the word is food.
Amen.
And I just appreciated that this picture of food is actually very related to us, right? Because we all know how food works with the human body.
Yeah.
We take it into our mouth. We chew it, we digest it,
Amen.
And actually in your body it starts breaking down and it goes, circulates through your blood into all your cells.
Amen.
And that's the assimilation of that food into your body.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, these days there's so much on how to eat healthily, how to eat whole foods, how to eat non-inflammatory foods, how to, you know, there's all these different things that say what we take into our body changes what happens to our body. Well, it's really no different in our spiritual body.
Amen.
There's the need for us to eat the Word.
Amen.
But one thing I actually really appreciate in the brother speaking was, he said, when you eat the Word, you don't just eat the Word by reading it. Actually, you muse on the Word.
Amen.
And actually, he said, you ruminate upon the Word.
Amen.
You know, the word rumination in the animal kingdom actually means to chew the cud. It means to actually take food in, masticate it, and allowed to break it down. In the human world, it means when you ruminate upon something, you take it in thoughtfully. You take it in with consideration. You take it in with feeling. You don't just briefly skim over it. You actually really break down what you're ruminating upon.
Amen.
So when we ruminate upon the word, actually that allows us to digest the word.
Amen.
As an experience, say that often I don't chew very well. I actually, you know, I think Heidi knows what all my teeth problems are. I tend to just break down food and swallow it in chunks, and I actually get a lot of indigestion. But one way to fix that is to chew the food and to break it down. Spend more time chewing your food so it gets broken down, so that you get more easily digested by your body.
Amen.
And in the same way, when we ruminate upon the word, actually that word becomes substance to us. And as we open to the Lord through the rumination or the word, he removes the blockages. He actually even opens us up more to him.
Amen.
So when I think in our experience, we often have so many things that are closed to him. But the more time we spend ruminating and musing upon the word,
Amen.
the more opportunity we give the Lord to open us up.
Amen.
And that removes the indigestion and the blockage within our being.
Amen.
So I just encourage this week that we need to continue to eat, digest, and assimilate.
Amen.
Eventually, that eating, digesting, and assimilation of the Word allows us to become the one loaf.
Amen.
It allows us to move beyond our own individual situation and to be blended with the other saints.
Amen.
If we have the lack of the eating, actually, there'll be the real blockage to the blending.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for such a simple and basic way. Eventually, through this assimilation, the Lord gains what He's after in us.
Amen.
Actually, God's economy can be broken down to taking in the Lord in His Word.
Amen.
And enjoying Him so that eventually we assimilate Him and express Him.
Amen.
This is what the Lord is after.
Amen.
And He's given us such an enjoyable way to do it.
Amen.
Don't you all love to eat?
Amen.
Yeah, I really love to eat.
Amen.
And the Lord's given us such an enjoyable way to take Him in.
Amen.
Then we can just spend 1 minute and pray with your neighbor next to you.
Amen.
Just for the matter.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to eat the Word of God.
Amen.
Good to have so many verses that show us that this is important.
Amen.
And in, not just occasionally, because in John 6, the background for the Lord speaking about how He became the Word of life to us is manna, which was there every day to eat. Every day we can eat. Anyway, we have some who don't meet here regularly. Simeon's already kind of reminded us of himself.
Amen. I'm Ezra. I go to school in Cleveland actually now, but it's so good to be blending with the body.
Amen.
Be back.
Amen.
I'm Evan. I'm going to be a sophomore in high school, so it's glad to be back.
Amen.
We all the same.
Amen.
I'm Emma. I'm going to be a senior in high school, and I really love all the saints. It's so good to be back.
Amen.
Josh and then Dimna also in the same term. I was so refreshed to be reminded that
Amen.
I need to eat. And I think I learned a secret regarding, you know, our future marriage together. It's these three words in Ezekiel: go, eat, and speak.
Amen.
So before I speak to my wife, I need to go to the Lord, eat, and then speak to her.
Amen.
When I speak to her, it's not myself or what I want, but it's the Lord.
Amen.
It's so simple.
Amen.
Just to eat. You know,
and the word has been so available to us in so many different forms. You know, we have it on our iPad, on our phone. You know,
that's right.
We have the physical word too.
Yeah.
And it's just so it's, the Lord has just made Himself just so available.
Amen.
Oh yeah, I need an East Elk.
Amen.
We'll be moving to Northern. Well, I live in Northern California. She'll be coming up to me. So I live in San Jose.
Amen.
We'll be there for the near future.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
How about Sister Esther?
And you know,
once you get it today, continue reading. We'll have more time next Lord's Day to share from this book. Even those of you who shared today from this, next Lord's Day you can share again.
Yes, amen.
There's still more in here.
Amen.
Also, when you're at the book room,